Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me, and
I got it.
praise the God of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God of the heavens and the earth. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. If I'm correct, hallelujah is universal. Hallelujah. That's a universal praise. Hallelujah. And I don't care what language you say hallelujah in. It means the same. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God this morning to be able to be in attendance once again. Hallelujah. With you. Count it as a privilege, even as a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A privilege, even as a blessing, that God was so fashioned this thing that we would be able to assemble here one with another. Hallelujah. And tell of his goodness. Tell of his mercy. Hallelujah. And to be a witness of, hallelujah, his communication with mankind. Hallelujah. We are so thankful how God's been blessing us all week long. Hallelujah. We're so thankful, hallelujah, how he has so conditioned this thing to that we can consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what he has for us. Even in this day, he give us this day our daily bread. Praise God. We talked about the heavens. Hallelujah. The three heavens on Monday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we went a little further on Tuesday and talked about returning to God. Oh, hallelujah. Wednesday we spoke of what God offers to the godly and the ungodly. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yesterday we considered. Hallelujah. Along those same lines. Hallelujah. Even now, and then we were reminded by Reverend Brian. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir, Reverend Brian. I see you. I see you. You open. Praise the Lord. We was reminded. Praise God, that we should be praying, hallelujah, for each other and even this generation behind us and that generation behind it. It's our responsibility, and I'm going to show you, hallelujah, the power that prayer has. Some people give up on prayer, oh, hallelujah, but prayer, it is a conditional thing. It's a covenant, man. We serve a covenant God, and God is like this. If you do this for me, this what I will do for you. It's certain things that we have to do for God to hear our prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then you will see power in prayer. In prayer, it's a communication with God. But in order for us to have that open line of communication, we have to communicate with him. Let him communicate with our spirit. Hallelujah. And when we're in tune with that, then he will open up unto us. Hallelujah. And we can see evidence even of our prayer when we talk to God. Hallelujah. And you'll know the power, the hidden power in each and every believer. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Will.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. All right.
I can hear you. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, one thing that I forgot, man, about a few weeks ago, I said this too because I wanted us to do that NASA. I mean, they've done a whole month on Pride Month. I said we need to pray more, right?
Right.
We prayed a little bit. We read a little bit, then, you know, I'm not saying we're not praying every day, but I'm saying it have got to the point that we need to just keep praying, you know, to my,
mm-hmm.
But then that woman came on, and she said she don't want to hear about no prayer. This is a biblical
mm-hmm.
church-going person, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear about no prayer. I want solution. How can we stop this gun violence? You know, and for someone to get to the point to say,
mm-hmm.
I know you. I'm not coming in. I just want to put this in there, man. Somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, you listen to me, and I'm listening to you. Somewhere, that pain is so hard and so heavy in her heart for her to say she don't want to hear about it. Let's pray. Let's give it to God. That pain is so deep that when you minister and when you witnessing, it goes farther. I mean, we used to say physical things, you know, talking about, and how we try to get people to get in with us and tell the Father, but it have got to a point, this mental thing going on, it's real, man. It has got so real that now it's taking the believers, now they question God. They questioning God because babies getting killed, elders are getting killed, you know, young folks are killing. And watch this, Red. I know you ain't gonna take this wrong. And we doing. We have to focus, transition ourselves to the needs of the people. You know, and we live in an hour that we can be. Watch and stay with me. When I'm saying this, Red. And anybody else, I hope y'all don't fall away from that. We can be over here having fun. Praising God that someone is losing their mind right now. Losing their mind. Because that woman here, when she said that, that tipped me to the core. Because I believe the ministry is bigger than you and I. I believe the ministry is so big that we have to step back and listen and do like the farmers. Police, the task force, when they go, they don't run from it. They run into the line of fire. You know what I'm talking about? Bullets can be coming everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? They're supposed to go in there. You know, they don't supposed to be sitting there thinking about their own life. They're supposed to be going in and help the one that needs help. That's how we are in the ministry. We heard, when I heard that woman, it just changed the whole vibe of me again. God keep telling me. And prayer is essential. And I'm telling you, brother, when that woman said that she don't want to hear about no prayer, you know it's some pain that you and I probably have never. Well, I know I ain't never felt it. Not to want to pray. You know what I'm talking about? Never. You know what I'm talking about? I have people call me when my mind is somewhere else and say, let's pray. I'm serious, man. Recently. You know what I'm talking about? So I know it's a God. You know what I'm talking about? He knows what we need. Even Brother Eric, you know, I'm not going to put this on nobody. Even Brother Eric, someone called me out the blue and prayed for me, man. They heard me when I said ministers, teachers, lovers of God, whatever however you want to put your name on it, whatever how y'all do it, we need prayer. So because we fighting a battle is so stronger than us. The Bible is so strong. One time, they wanted to pray this demon out of this person. They wanted to, I'm going to get out of the rear. They wanted to pray this person, this demon out of this person. And that demon jumped out and said, who are you? Paul we know, and Jesus we know. They knew, their faith was strong enough to challenge these people. That's why I see why a lot of folks stay away from tough situation because their spiritual man is not strong enough because their spirit will come out and jump on them. Somebody said, you're talking stupid now. But Rev, know what I'm talking about. If you've been around the Word long enough, the Word of God will let you see that we'll fight on every hand. We having hallelujah fun, but someone is really, really looking up and saying, is there a God? If it is, why he allowed this to happen? You know what I'm talking about? We at that season, man. We at that season that is bigger than the four walls, you know what I'm talking about? And we got to pray for God to move. And we have to pray. And I go back to my scripture, man, and I'm through with it. I promise I said I was through. And I meant this, you know, Thessalonians. And I'm going to get out of the way when I do this one, Rev. I promise you. I think it's 1 Thessalonians. I think it's somewhere like the, let me look at the 4th verse or something like that. Or the 3rd verse or something like that. Let me look at this. It's been a few years I look at it. Y'all don't mind, dude. Y'all still with me?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Y'all left me.
Amen.
You left me? Y'all hang up?
No, I'm here.
He said no.
So that's alone? Yeah.
Yeah. I was reminded of how God was doing with the church. And I know the men had to go out and preach the word, right? And I reminded of how they were preaching the word, and people was praying for them. You mind they did Paul and Silas. They prayed for them, really. They mm-hmm. took a little time out and prayed for them. And excuse me for my misunderstanding, but look what it says over here, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have a free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked men. He said, for all men have not faith, but the faith, Lord, is faithful, and who shall establish you, keep you from evil, and will have confidence in the Lord touching you, that both, look at it, both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord directed your heart into the love of God and to the patience and waiting on for Christ. That's what I'm talking about. I'm leaving it alone, Red. That's what I'm saying right there. So this, that since yesterday and the day, and that one more she said, that's what my heart is right now. No one don't have to go there with me. I just ask you to pray for me. Because my heart is after that young lady. Someone got to touch that woman, let them know that all the time she was calling for God, he's still God. But you got to wait patient. There's going to be some things you ain't going to understand until you see him. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer.
Lord, direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. You talked about a hurt that's so deep till it takes a person beyond that. Oh, hallelujah. A hurt that'll be so deep till it takes you beyond and makes you question, well, if God, if there is a God, why this and why that? And oh, my God. Prayer is definitely essential. And it is, oh, hallelujah, anytime the adversary can try to make you stumble or make you doubt, he'll use that even in pain, and usually in pain, with pain puts us in a where we're vulnerable. Praise the Lord, where we're vulnerable. But that's why it's a necessity that those that are strong bear the infirmities of the weak. Hallelujah, those that been beat on, beat down, and seem like they have no strength. That's why we are encouraged and reminded that we should pray. Hallelujah. Pray even for one another. Pray for ourselves and one another and those that try, hallelujah, that try to do his will, those that try to be out in front, hallelujah, and try to have the concerns for all the people, the saved and the unsaved, or the backslider, those that are beat down to where pain has Hallelujah. It had to have cut them so deep. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Who is able. He's going to give us. He's going to give unto us that we need to overcome. Hallelujah. And help others to overcome. Hallelujah. But we must realize that there is a season for it, and there is a time that he allowed it unto man, that he may mourn, hallelujah, that he may weep, that he may refrain, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a, and he so designed it that way. Over there, you'll find that in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, hallelujah. But we thank God for this day, hallelujah, our daily bread, hallelujah, hallelujah. And earth has no sorrow, hallelujah, that the God of heaven, hallelujah, cannot heal, oh, hallelujah, and not comfort, hallelujah. But we have a responsibility within us that we have to open up unto him. We have to look past the pain. You know, a lot of people have pain, real deep pain. I've seen grown men holler out at funerals because the pain was so deep and hurting. So, hallelujah. But God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait, hallelujah, for time. And he allow you time and space that you may open up unto him. And that you were hurting on, he can heal. Hallelujah. That wounded, broken spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James, the fifth chapter. Hallelujah. James, the fifth chapter. We're just going to read a little bit. God has already blessed us. Hallelujah. But God has already blessed us. I'm just going to give you a little encouragement. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Just a little encouragement, hallelujah, that you may take this you are strong, and you can go and help those that are hurting. Hallelujah. You can help those that are wounded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll start at the first level. God bless. We'll read through this whole fifth chapter. It's just a little bit. Praise the Lord. It's just a little bit. We'll go through it real quickly. James 5. Hallelujah. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will come before you in the humblest way that we know how, asking us, oh God, that you will forgive us for all our sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for how you have done, hallelujah, and how you have been with us. Father God, we ask that you look upon, hallelujah, the hurting, and help those that are hurting, Father God. Hallelujah. We ask, add a little special, we ask for special grace and mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help them, Father God, that sometimes get in a position that they can't help themselves, and we too have been there. Father, we said thank you. Hallelujah. But we realize this is just an opportunity for you to be wonderful. Hallelujah. We realize it's another opportunity that you may lift up the bow down head. It's another opportunity that you may, oh, hallelujah, comfort a heart that is hurting. We said thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to come to you, to pray unto you, Father God, for the things that are, hallelujah, don't necessarily have to continue to be, Father. Thank you for, hallelujah, this opportunity that you've given us, that we may talk to you, commune with you, meditate on you, Father, that we may, that we have a little strength that can gain more strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now we ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, in our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day, Father God. And let us take this, Father God. And, oh, hallelujah, let us use it, Father God. Let it even not only bless us, but bless others. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. James 5:1 tells us, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last days. My God, behold, the heir of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have communed and killed the just, and doth not resist you. The judgment of God denounced against rich unbelievers. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's James 5:1-6. I want you to keep that thought in your mind as we read on. God bless us as we tie it all together. But as we read on, be patient, therefore, brethren, verse 7, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the earlier and latter rain. Oh, my God, be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Then verse 9 tells us, grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Consider him that waits for a crop of corn, and will not ye wait for a crown of glory? The question is that if ye should be called to wait longer than the husbandman, is not there something more worth waiting for? Hallelujah. In every sense, the coming of the Lord draweth not. Today, people, we can see that the coming of the Lord draweth not. Where hurt takes a person so far beyond, hallelujah, to say, hallelujah, prayer can't fix this, or why should we pray, or don't want to hear about prayer. My God, hallelujah. Let me explain something, and maybe you can bless someone else with this. It is a trick of the enemy, hallelujah, because one of the most powerful things that a Christian has, hallelujah, is faith and prayer. Hallelujah. Faith and prayer. I told you the other day, just a measure a measure of hope, hallelujah, a measure of faith, hallelujah, given to every individual that is born, hallelujah, hallelujah. And yet, Revelation, we read where in the third chapter where you have a little strength. But see, that little that you have, God is going to bless you to increase it if you look until this light that he has put before you to accept. To accept this, this will help us, hallelujah, when time, when it seems so dark, hallelujah, till you can't see your way and hurt has taken you so far, hallelujah, till you feel like, hallelujah, that prayer, hallelujah, can't change it all, that prayer just won't do it all, or you feel like you just don't want to hear about it, you won't change right now. And you want something to happen right now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the way to allow change to be is to look unto the one that is able to do something about the current situation that we are in. Hallelujah. You see, this, he has so designed this thing this week that we started off with the three heavens. And here in James 5, you'll find, hallelujah, how even God has even given us power over the weather. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The weather, this earth, and this that we dwell in, we have power over it. And the adversary knows that we have power over that. So he tries to put his finger and his hand on things. Hallelujah, to help us forget about the power that we have, to help us not use that that God has given us, to be able to go beyond the hurt that we are in. Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, hallelujah, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercies, hallelujah. God knows all and God sees all, even that we are going through. God knows all about it, and see, that's why we are in trying to encourage one another, hallelujah, that we can go forth and help those that are hurting, hallelujah. We are inspired to that men should always pray, and when we say men, we say women as well, because women are a part of men, woman, hallelujah. Men and women, they should always pray, hallelujah, because you never know who God is going to put in your path, hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't know when he's going to put them in your path, but by you staying connected, you'll be ready, hallelujah, in season and out of season. So when he put that individual in your path, hallelujah, that hurt has took them so far. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hurt has took them so far. You can have that compassionate heart, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah. We can understand what Rem Brian is going through because of that compassionate heart that God gives, hallelujah, to his leaders, hallelujah, that will look beyond to see what the need is for those that are hurting, hallelujah, and God will direct him in a way, hallelujah, that he can help, hallelujah, those that will accept the help that he wants to give, hallelujah, hallelujah. But above all things, my brethren, swear not ye by heaven, nor by the earth, neither by any other oak, but let ye, let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Question as is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing song. Hallelujah. Affliction, affliction, affliction. affliction. Oh, my God. Affliction can be in the body. Affliction can be in the spirit. Affliction can be in the heart. Hallelujah. Let him pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gives instructions for us. Hallelujah. That we, thank you, Lord, by his guidance and through the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, can so create a situation put in your path, hallelujah, and where we would have to look unto him, hallelujah, so he can carefully, hallelujah, direct you in that matter, hallelujah. So that's why I say, is there any among you afflicted, hallelujah? Sometimes people don't realize it's time to pray, hallelujah. Sometimes that's not their first, hallelujah. Sometimes they want to react, hallelujah, so quickly, hallelujah. But when we pray, God orders our steps. When we pray, hallelujah, when we're led by his Holy Spirit, God so put our foot where it needs to be and set our mind where it needs to be when we pray. That's why it says, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. And if you're married, sing songs. Make melodies in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. When the day is happy. So when the day gets hard or when the day is troubled, hallelujah, hallelujah, you have already made your connection with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we being elders, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why people call unto us. That's why we hear questions that are asked, hallelujah, and we can understand the hurt that people are going through because they were told, is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders, and you know, everybody's not going to have a praise report. Everybody's not going to come, and everybody's not coming in the name of the Lord, but some are coming with questions, why this and why that. And it is our responsibility, hallelujah, if we are elders, hallelujah, if we are ambassadors, it is our responsibility to take care of those because we are that are strong, hallelujah. It's time for us to bear the infirmities of the weak, the hurting, the lost, the questioning, hallelujah, one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time for us to help those. Since we are strong, it's time for us to help those that are weak. Hallelujah. Weak and wounded and are hurting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The strong, hallelujah. It's our responsibility because we have taken our strength and we have added to the strength that we have. Hallelujah. We're added to that's then, hallelujah. So it's our responsibility to help the hurting, to help, like I've told you, the lost, to help those that are in question, to help those that hurt have took them so far. Oh, my God. It has taken them so far. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So far to where it makes you question. Hallelujah. Why, God? And we, it is our responsibility to help the hurt, to give answers to where, how the questions are asked. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll help you out a little bit. Romans 15 and 1. Romans 15 and 1. Praise the Lord. Romans 15 and 1. Hallelujah. Romans 15 and 1 will tell us, when then that are strong ought to bear the infirmity of the weak and not to please ourselves. That's what Rembrandt was talking about. You know, we have set aside and having our Holy Ghost time, hallelujah. But in the midst of that Holy Ghost time, we should be strengthening ourselves that we may go do a work, hallelujah. That we may go do a work, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strengthen ourselves, worshiping God, that we may go forth and do a work to help those that are weak, to bear up their infirmities, to bear up their what they are going to, what has to bear up that hurt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not to be pleasing ourselves. And not to only please ourselves, but try to please God. And what will please God when we lift up those that are down. When we show, like I always like to tell you, show the same love to them that God have shown to you. Hallelujah. The same love, same love. Let's hold you too long. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if ye have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults. You know, someone may be coming to you with a problem, but you show them the love of God, and it'll cause them to confess their hearts, because for the love of God is caring. It comforts those, hallelujah, that seem like they're not in the right mind. The love of God is so compassionate and so strong, and when you do it the agape way, hallelujah, and the power of faith shall save the sick, hallelujah. The power and the prayer, hallelujah. The power and the prayer, hallelujah. Pray with power, and how you would do that in faith, hallelujah. We realize that faith is substance that is only part of something. Substance is something that you have that you gotta put it with some as the substance, hallelujah. The substance, hallelujah. You have to be like God in the beginning and take nothing, hallelujah, and create something, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take hopelessness and create hope, hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith. The substance of being hopeful. Hoping for the hope is not there. A lot of times you go into situations where it seems like it's just no hope. Hallelujah. So you have to create within, hallelujah, yourself and in the situation hope, that in prayer and hope, hallelujah, expecting for God to create, hallelujah, victory in the midst of, shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can be still sick in our spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It don't necessarily have to mean that you just laid out. Hallelujah. But the prayer and the faith shall save the sick that's wounded in spirit. Hallelujah. And the Lord shall raise them up. The Lord shall, the David said, hallelujah, in the Psalms, how God brought him up out of a horrible pit. That's about the 40th chapter. Brought him up out of a horrible pit. Oh, hallelujah. And if ye have committed sin, hallelujah, and we know David did, they shall be forgiven. And so we won't be so high and lifted up. Confess our faults one to another to those that are fallen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that are fallen. Hallelujah. Can be comforted of this one thing, since I have failed. Oh, hallelujah. Those that are strong, hallelujah. You can let someone know that you haven't always been strong, but you've been there. You've been weak, hallelujah. But now that you have more strength, let me help. Let me bear the infirmity of my weak brother, my weak sister, of those that are hurting. What hurt has sent them so far, till they feel like they're lost. Confess your faults one to another, hallelujah, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. when you pray, hallelujah, when you pray for that one that is weak, when you pray for that one that is hurting, when you're praying, hallelujah, when someone asks for prayer, they're asking for, hallelujah, something. They're asking for, hallelujah, for meditation on God. They're asking for, hallelujah, God to look upon a certain situation that they, that, hallelujah, and some, you have to use your own faith, hallelujah, because those that you're praying for, they might not want it or even want to receive it. But the love of God in us goes so far beyond and goes past judgment of whether we think God should bless just that person. It goes beyond, hallelujah, and it wants to help the hurting, the effectual servant. Servant is heat, hottest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prayer of righteous man availeth. It will unfold something. It will pull cover. It will let you see clearly. Hallelujah. That thing, and it helped you get to the root of the problem. Lies was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. See, didn't I tell you how God give us power even over his creation, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Oh my God. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if ye, hallelujah, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that ye which converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sound so good. I'll read it one more time. The 20th verse says, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save, hallelujah, a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Praise you, God. Praise the Lord. Brother, if you do error from the truth, if your certain situations, oh hallelujah, take you there, hallelujah. If things that are happening all around, because evil is running rapid, so rapid now, hallelujah, it makes a lot of people question. But like we read up earlier, the day of the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. The coming of the Lord, oh, hallelujah, is drawing nigh, hallelujah. Senseless shootings, acts of killing, murder all around, hallelujah. The day of the Lord, the strong right now need to start bearing up in infirmities of the weak. They're going to be more weak. They're going to, the very elect is starting to fall away, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you better look up and know that your redemption door. Nah. Hallelujah. God is on his way back. We are the last days. It's evil. It's more evil all around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Men that once had good hearts have turned evil. Women that once was caring and sharing started to be all about themselves. Now, hallelujah. 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 But is there? Is there love? The agape love of God, hallelujah. Those hearts that it still are remaining in need to make it more bountiful, hallelujah. We need to do more sharing and caring, more praying, more listening, more hoping for the reality of God will unfold. And men may run and say, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do, hallelujah, to be a little better or a little closer or to walk more close to thee? What must I do? And it'll cause people to look in themselves and ask for forgiveness and repent and say to God, I'm sorry for thinking the way that I thought, but God, hallelujah, open up unto me. Hallelujah, open up unto me. Give me a clean heart. Give me, help my understanding, because I'm looking at all this evil, Father God. But hallelujah, I know that you are the one that can do something about it. Hallelujah, that will change things. Hallelujah, but God bless you. I pray something has been said. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that will help you along your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, hallelujah, someone that had a little strength, have a little bit more strength now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God today. We thank God today. Hallelujah. I hear you. I hear you and I see you. Hey, Mother, God bless you. Uncertain times. Philippians 4:6-9. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:7. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard, yes, it will. Hallelujah. Will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. One more time. The peace of God, which surpass all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. One that vain thoughts you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind stays on you because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. Hallelujah. But God will keep us. God will keep us in perfect peace. But a mind, hallelujah, a mind got to be stayed on him. So when we hear things that's not favorable, hallelujah, when we hear of things and when someone brings us things, hallelujah, and they're speaking in their hurt, you have to look past the judgment on the end of where you are and care for that person. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're acting like God, when you go beyond the judgment and look into, hallelujah, the need, hallelujah, and if the need, hallelujah, uncertain times, hallelujah. Also, praise the Lord, she gives us, thank you, Lord, our chief task, praise the Lord, love love the truth. I hear you, Andy. She said, our chiefest task is to love people and love the truth. Hallelujah. When you love people and you love the truth, you're gonna try to unfold that truth to them in love, but at the same time being compassionate of their hurt. Hallelujah. To see how you can go forth and help that need. Hallelujah. And then when you help that need, you're saving yourself and the one that you're helping. Hallelujah. And then they will take that, because that same love that you have allowed God to work through you, they're going to use that. They're going to use that, and they're going to go hurt some. They're going to go help someone else that hurt have took them so far. Hallelujah. 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 And you see, when one help one, and then another help another, and before you knew it, hallelujah, God's glory was starting to spread abroad. But it is our Christian's responsibility, hallelujah, to be like Romans 15:1, where we that are all strong, hallelujah, we need to bear up the infirmities of the weak. Our iron will sharpen iron. Hallelujah. Iron will sharpen iron then. Hallelujah. And more will experience the love of God. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
I know you always do a good job expressing God's love. And always
thank
do a good
God.
Job of trying to encourage the people.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, I'm going to be the devil's advocate, right? If
come on
in.
Come on.
But I'm still hurt, Reverend. I'm looking at the dead son. I'm looking at the dead husband. I'm looking at, you know, you can sit up there and tell me how I know I need to do right. I knew it from my grade all the way up to the age I am right now. But I've seen someone get shot and killed,
mm-hmm.
and it's going not even thinking it's gonna be in the area that I live in, but it do. It comes into the rural area, and also in the area we would never thought it would happen, where people think they got big picket fences and no one can get inside there and come and do what they do. Reverend, my heart is out so strong for help, you know, and we living in that kind of time. That we was crossless now, you know. People, man, we didn't got so bold, Reverend. You know, I didn't got. I'm gonna say this here. You know, I know I ain't gonna be popular when I say this here, Reverend. It was a time when we started this ministry, God's plan. We was in the pandemic. I was telling you about it when we had first started, right? People, mm-hmm. you know, they had a zeal for them, you know. You had a real zeal, you know, but. But when time go by, you know, time go by and these tragedies come, people in and out, you know, they cut them off. They can listen to them. And then we didn't got so bold that we could tell how long we need to do this and that, you know, Jemma. But, Reverend, mm-hmm. I was dealing with something. This will help me with this. This is me now. This is my testimony. You know, what I'm hearing you and hearing how you trying to encourage us and trying to get us to stay with the battlefield. But this was, I think what got me, this ain't to nobody. This is for me. If I can read it, if you don't mind. I'm glad to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read it?
Yeah. You good. Go ahead.
Okay. And our brethren cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even mm-hmm. as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for mm-hmm. hither you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you even in stripes and division, look what it said, are you not carnal and walking as a man? For while one mm-hmm. say I am Paul, and another say I am Apollo, are mm-hmm. you not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollo? But mm-hmm. ministering by whom you believe, even as, look what it said, the Lord give to every man. I have planned. Hollow water, but God gives the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither is he that water, but God gives the increase. Now I read that, and I know you probably can recite it. You know, I like going to the Bible and read it for the reading here for 1 Corinthians 3:1-9. I like going to the scripture and read it. You can go back and read it again if you want to. You already know, you probably can recite it. I want to tell you, this is what I had to say for years. I have to know that, yeah, God gave me some sense. I'm in my sense right now. But some people lose their senses when pain comes in. They lose their faith when pain comes in. They lose everything when they see somebody laying there dying. You know, and you want to tell me God is good, but I'm looking at my baby dead. You want to tell me God is awesome, but I'm looking at my husband dead. You want to tell me God is so good, and people are shooting innocent people, but you want to tell me. So I have to look at that for Eric now. I'm not talking about Reverend Henry. I'm talking about Eric Bryan. I had to look at for Eric Bryan and say, why? How can I meet this person? What can I meet this person? Pain. You know what I'm talking about? So I said, I can't meet his pain because he or she is not hearing me. So what I is struggling with me, I have to go and tap in with the prayer, you know. And maybe it might not be audible to them that they can hear me praying. Maybe most of the time it's praying in silence while I'm looking them eye to eye and telling God, remove this pain. You know, because some words that we say to them, they can't, the spirit will attack it. You know what I'm talking about? So I had to go another way with it because I believe that you speak to that spirit where it's at, and God can handle that spirit. So what I'm saying is here, Reverend, this just me. Now, you know, I believe everything you said was correct. I'm trying to meet me. So when I do get to witness to some of them, that I know God does the increase. I had to be so patient with these people. That people say, well, why won't you be that much? If they want to lose, they don't trust in God and walk away from them. If you are a minister, if you are a pastor, if you are a lover of God's people, you will not walk away from people like that. This is when the ministry is strong. It's easy to preach to Reverend Henry. It's easy to preach to Eric Bryan. It's easy to preach to some people that love God. But can you preach to someone that lost their mind? Help me, Holy Spirit. Can you teach to someone have lost their mind? Because if you look at the story, when Jesus had to come. Because if Jesus would have came, them spirits that jumped out on his disciples would have beat them. Well, they did beat them up. would have went more than farther than that. And they asked that question. Why that spirit didn't leave when they did it? Because Jesus says it's some kind of prayer. Some kind of deliverance come by fasting and praying. So I ask, are we fasting and praying, church? Are we really sacrificing? Are we just sacrificing for our home, a sacrifice for our job, a sacrifice for our surroundings? Jesus died for the whole world so all of us can be free. Somebody said, well, I'm not Jesus. Let me tell you something. If he's in you, when you see people hurt, man, you have a hurt inside of you. Say, look behind they hurt and try to meet them where they are and say, Lord, help. Let me help. Let me help them right there, Lord. Let me be that instrument, Lord. Because that safe, watch this, Reverend. Stay with me. With that safe preaching and that safe teaching and that safe stuff to get you, amen, if you get around certain people like this here, it'll just step all over you. But you have to be encouraged that these people are hurt. These people once know God. Now it's some kind of way we got to tap into that. And the only thing going to tap into them, it's a seed there. The only way we're going to tap into that, it's going to take some fasting and praying and God's will to be done. That's the only way it's going to move them people. There are some people hurting, man. I'm talking about really, really, if you can get on a national TV show, CNN, wherever you look at your news, and get them to say, we don't want to hear prayer no more. You know, that is too much of the leak. That's almost like blasphemy to me. You know, it's so lethal that you didn't put that out there like that. I mean, you look at it with a straight face. I'm talking about people you would never think that would bank on that all about looking outside appearance. But they hurt so much, don't mean they could just say anything. But you got to be strong enough to say that person is hurt. Let's pray for that person. Don't cast them to hell. Don't cast them into the pit, the hell, because God can change that person's mind and heart. So I'm going to leave you with this, Reverend. May God bless you and keep you always, my prayer. Good lesson, good word for the whole week. And we truly believe the church is open. We believe that when he said now to him who was able to keep us from falling, to present us for his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God be majesty both now and forevermore. We believe the benediction done. We believe that people leave before the benediction. What did you do before you left? Did you get something? That's what Reverend given to. If you're strong, it ain't for you to go whoop on nobody. It's for you to help them up.
Yeah, that's right.
Strengthen them. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what the ministry is about. If we over here and we putting people down, I would tell y'all, you stop calling in because it's not up to us. We should be lifting you up. You know, even though we and deep in our flesh, like you said, the corner. A corner man look at it different. But in the spiritual man, I don't care where you at, we supposed to be humble enough to take anything you say. Anything you do towards us, we're supposed to be humble enough to resist to try to challenge you with evil for evil. We should handle you with the love of God, and that's what this ministry should be about. You know, I know we got some come and go. I know we got some maybe tip the head in sometimes, but everybody is not. Watch this here, Reverend. Everybody can't hit that one button and be bold enough to say, "I love the Lord through it all. I love the Lord through it all." You know, some of them do it in silence. But when God touched your heart, you can't even and go by nobody and say, I know I should have hit the one button. I know I should have did. We don't make them. We used to start off saying, when you come. We don't do that no more. Because if it's in your heart, you will do it anyway. Help me, Holy Spirit. You will hit that thing. Well, let me pray for you, Brother Eric. Let me pray for you, Reverend Henry. Let me show you God has blessed you. You know, because we believe in kingdom building. In kingdom building, we should encourage one another. Not just one way of encouragement, but we know in the end of this thing, God going to have him saying, well done, my faithful servant. You was over a few days. Come on over here, look, Reverend Henry. All that teaching and preaching you've been doing, come on over to LaHaya. I want you to spread your wings a little bit more. I want to send you somewhere because I believe some of us are going to be still working. Help me, Holy Spirit. Indicate.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I just believe that, man. I believe you're working here. And I believe some of us, somebody said you're going to get some rest. But I believe some of us, God, are going to still use us in the midst because he's going to remember on July the 8th, as I'm right about it, that Reverend Henry talked and preach to uncompromising God. Do it again while you're in heaven's presence. Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Look at that. let me get out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you for your faithfulness, man. Thank you for your love.
Yes,
man. Thank you
bless
for
you.
When you came on, man. You know, it was a little rough a little bit, but then you got on board with it, and you've been walking with us now. You know, you've been dealing with us and helping the Son build this kingdom building.
Yes,
you know
man.
What, Reverend? One man can't do it. One woman can't do
yes,
this
amen.
Ministry here.
Right.
It takes a lot of fortitude. It takes a lot of
yes,
strength
sir.
To wake up every day to get into God's word. And sometimes you if you don't watch it, your flesh will get in the way. But you find out you got to keep pushing. Oh, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
See, Reverend, you know a lot about me, Reverend. You know it has to be God to be doing what we're
yes,
doing.
Sir.
You know
yes, sir.
What I'm talking about, man. I ain't got to tell
yes,
nobody
sir.
That. But you know the inner part about a word, you know what I'm talking about. So you know it has to be God, man. He support this ministry financially. He support it spiritually. And, Reverend Henry, it ain't about the numbers with us. It's about if we could just reach that one. If we could just
yes,
reach
sir.
That one. Matter of fact,
yes,
if
sir.
We could turn that backslider back around and serve it alone.
Come on now.
Even when we
that's
do,
right.
When you said it a while ago, as we teach, our favorite scripture is Timothy over there. As we teach,
yes,
we only save them, we save ourselves too. And we're not just trying to get rewards on this side because both of us got few cars. Both of us got a nice home. Both of us got
yes,
a good wife. Both of us got a children. No, we ain't saying they perfect. Both of us, we got grandkids. We ain't saying they perfect. But we saying this here. God's been doing pretty good to us. If we want to go buy some coffee, we can buy an extra cup if we want to. God has blessed us financially as well. Let me tell you something, Reverend. So I won't stop this here. Don't you know God is getting ready for us to do more things in the kingdom? That's why you get fought like you do. That's why people come against you like you do. That's why they come against anybody who served God. They want to always find fault in you, but when they realize of it, they should be praying more. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I got a friend always praying. I got a real good friend. He pray a lot. He said I'm not right, but I'm just never wrong. You know what I'm talking about? And everybody just get around with it. You know, now he know he ain't perfect. He know he ain't perfect. And every time he opens his mouth, he gonna find out to say something wrong. You know, but you know if you argue with him long enough, he think he's right though, Reverend. But what the deal is, he does it in a comical way, and people took it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, one day he said he was building an engine, the one he been building for 7 years, right? And the cam was the engine of the cam. You gotta know about cam specs, right? And he told him he just gave him a fictitious cam. You know, and they wanted to know, how can you get this big old cam inside of this motor? Doing it out of comical, because when you dealing with some of these guys, what they deal with, it's like entertainment purpose only. You know what I mean right here? You just having a conversation and having fun and passing time. But they take his situation and made it out of reality. And he just sucking and ducking, you know, and throwing his little lift because he got tongues, you know what I'm talking about? But it's really he just passing time. Remember? So what I'm saying, you can be trying to do something just to make a conversation, and people hold you like it's real, man. It's real. So in this everyday life, I've learned something, man. I would not allow nobody to hold me to my past. I refuse to let somebody say, you used to be the, yeah, you're right. But you talking like I'm still doing it. Well, you talking about like, he ain't forgave me. If God can forgive me, I ain't no way I'm going to let man hold me to it, Reverend. May God bless you.
Amen.
And keep you in my prayer.
Amen. Reverend. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There be another. I want to tell God thank you for one prayer. Hallelujah. We here. Praise God. It is not. We realize there is a chore to keep. We have a chore to keep and a mighty God to glorify. Praise God. Praise God. Well,
it's Friday, man. We're gonna get on out of here, man. If it God's will, we can see this thing next month. Yeah.
Next
you
month.
We get on out, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Reverend we already gave the benediction and prayers has already went up. Just I got a little encouragement for you. God bless you right here. Here's your encouragement.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it. I don't know.
I believe God do some things. I'm just going to leave it away. But let me tell you this, man. He started getting into that climax. He started believing what he was saying, and he got higher in his climax, you know, and he started worshiping for what he was saying. There's a few things about some songs you just got to really listen to because I believe when she was saying a few things, I believe God will let us know what he's going to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of time we don't follow what he says.
You come
know,
on now.
I understand the worship. I understand the worship, though. Let me lay it
on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think Brother D had a hit. I think I see his hand up.
Hey, my brother, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Brother D,
good morning.
They got me discombobulated this morning. I'm waiting on my service, and I done missed the service. I caught the last minute or two of it up here in Indiana. And I've been doing this long enough to know, but I just can't seem to get that time right for nothing on my hour ahead here, and I'm thinking it's over. But I did catch a very important part. Rev said what he said. He played that song. That's enough inspiration for any man, because God truly will do it. I appreciate my brother once again for giving us the word all week long. And if it's the Lord's will, I'll be looking forward to Monday morning. Pray for me as I pray for you all. Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. And I pray that God's love and protection will cover, because you know, we're trying to help people to grow, and we're trying to we're praying. You know, evil spirits they're not gonna like this. We're praying God's protection.
Amen.
You know, when we're trying to go to help the lost, when we're trying to go and help those that are hurting, just to be delivered. Hallelujah.
They don't like it.
So we, you know, that free course, as Rev. Brian read about, you know, we pray that have a free course, hallelujah, protection, hallelujah, for the saints that are going out to help the lost, to help the hurting, to help the backslider. Hallelujah. You know, everybody ain't going to be so receptive. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We're praying that God will soften the heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As we go, we're praying those that are weak, that those that are strong, we're going to bear up their infirmities, and don't be so quick to judge them, but be more concerned about, look beyond their faults and see their needs.
Their faults.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Their need, you know.
Amen.
They're hurting, and some is speaking from a place of hurting. They misunderstanding, and some of them are speaking from places that they just don't understand. They just don't know his will. They just don't know his way. Hallelujah. But we that are strong, we are that know the way. We need to show them the way.
We
need to show them the way. Hallelujah. And this is our task, that we will show them the way. Hallelujah. As we continue to have our hallelujah good time, we're going to spread it.
Good time.
We're going to spread it.
Good
joy.
Amen.
The misery in love company. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But we're going to go in to those that are miserable, and we're going to help them. We're going to just give the love of God and his joy. Hallelujah. It'll pass all that they can't understand. God's going to bless us to bless them. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
The Lord
with
you.
Yes, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Let God continue to have his way in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, God, for all that has been said. Thank you, God, for all that has been done. And those that are still, after all this, in the midst of still hurting, still lost, still misunderstanding and can't even concentrate, hallelujah, on when help comes, Father. We ask that you add your increase, Lord God. We ask that you help, Father God, help us that we may help others, Father God. Give us the things we need, the tools, and oh, hallelujah, that we need, scriptures that we need. Created, Father God, clear the pathway for us, Father God, as we go in the highways and the byways. Give us a word that we may give to others that they cannot deny. Give us a word that, hallelujah, that it will go through and break up, hallelujah, the hurt that it will go through. Give us strength and authority in the name of Jesus. We pray and we ask you, Father God, and bless us to have that patience. Hallelujah. Bless us to have that patience. Be patient with the people. Hallelujah. Bless us not so quick to be judgmental, but to be patient and caring and wait on you that you may strengthen, hallelujah, the hearts of those. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, forgive us for all the sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you. Thank you for all that played a part, that all prayers, all comments, all scriptures sent in, Father God, all encouraging thoughts. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother D, since you came on, how about we're going to give you a blessing, even for